The Secretary General of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah has accused the United States and some Middle Eastern countries of creating and supporting the Daesh terror group.
This is why I say we need to think about this. We need to go back to the speeches of Trump, which I spoke about in many occasions, where he said he accused other American or U.S. officials, saying how the Obama administration and how Clinton, who was Secretary of State, and how they established Daesh and created it, and how they allowed regional forces and sides to give funding to Daesh and to sell petrol to Daesh, or to give petrol to Daesh, and how they were able to facilitate their movement through Turkish borders or Jordanian borders. Why? Because the U.S., this proves that the U.S. bears first responsibility for the presence of Daesh. Now, did they find that their decision?
Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, who was speaking on the occasion of the liberation of the Iraqi city of Mosul, said those countries also harbor terrorists in Iraq and in Syria. He slammed some Arab media for fueling sectarianism and encouraging the Takfiris to kill innocent people in those countries. Nasrallah said, despite what the American military says, the fight against terrorism does not take many years. It only needs concerted international effort. The Secretary General of Hezbollah also hailed the unity among the Iraqi ethnic groups for combating terrorism. He said Shia and Sunni leaders, particularly Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani, had a great role in mobilizing people to take up arms against Daesh terrorists.